Hello, folks. I am Vincent, and this is Nerd One. In today's episode, we're talking about the Mandalorian Season 3 finale. So sit down, buckle up, let's get the tears rolling. So this week, we saw the end of Mandalorian Season 3, the retaking of Mandalore, or so we thought. Or did they? Well, spoilers ahead, because, yeah, that's why. So, the Mandalorian Episode 8, Season 3 has come out and gone, and we got to see the, you know, the ultimate season finale. Was it better than Season 2's or Season 1's finale? Kinda. I mean, it wasn't as awe-inspiring and kind of like, oh shit, inspiring as Season 2's, but it was still good. For what it was action-packed, it was full of a lot of heart, it was full of, like, a lot of oh, nuts moments, and some things I didn't quite expect, some things I don't quite understand, but maybe they'll pay off eventually, who knows. But for those who've been following this season, we got to see Din Djarin is captured. The other Mandalorians are kind of on the run from these, you know, level 2 dark troopers who are basically covered in Mandalorian armor. But you know, we get to see Mando escape pretty easily, you know, from his captors. I mean, I didn't think for a moment that they would actually kind of, you know, get into the interrogation room and start, like, beating the crap out of him and all that. Like, I guess someone would kind of expect them to. But we got to see kind of Grogu save the day, and Grogu use more of his force power than he really has in probably, you know, both seasons combined. Even for, you know, those 3 episodes in Book of Boba Fett, you know, he probably used more than both seasons and the 3 episodes of Book of Boba Fett, which is cool because, I mean, it's nice to see Grogu kind of stretch his force power legs a little bit. You know, even if it's just like simple, like, force throw or force project or, well, not force project. I mean, he threw stuff. I guess it's projection. But also kind of like doing what he did before in the Season 1 finale of kind of creating a barrier around the flames. We got to see, you know, Bo-Katan take on Moff Gideon, or Moff Gideon Mandalorian Vader Darth Maul looking suit kind of thing, which I think the horns are a little much on his suit. I mean, the whole, you know, dark trooper armor that he was wearing, I guess, was more robotic as well, because he had enhanced strength. You kind of hear that whoop, whoop sounds as he was kind of moving around. So that's why I call it his Vader suit. He was more machine than man, twisted and evil. But, you know, I liked it. You know, I'm seeing some online sites saying, yeah, it's good, but it could be better. Like, no. This wrapped up everything nicely. You know, we got to see the Mandalorians retake Mandalore and repower the Forge. The armor has sent Din Djarin and Grogu out on solo adventures again. So, Season 4 of Mandalorian might just be the Mandalorian again, not just the adventures of the Mandalorians, like this season was. But one big thing I kind of enjoyed was just a little snippet for near the end of the episode, and basically that was when Din Djarin goes back to the New Republic base and encounters, you know, the X-Wing, the X-Wing pilot. I forget his name. I know I should know it, but I don't. I forget it. And basically kind of wants to go back to the life of a bounty hunter, and not, you know, for the money, but also for, you know, the practice. he wants to go hunt Imperials in the Outer Rim where the Republic really has no presence. And it sounds cool because for, you know, all those who have seen the sequel trilogy, that's where, you know, the First Order came from. You know, they were kind of the remnant factions, you know, from, you know, the Outer Rim. That's where Snoke or Palpatine. Snokatine. There we go, Snokatine came from. Yes, you know, if you know. So, I love the fact that, you know, there is kind of a clear direction they're going now. You know, is back to Solo Adventures of, you know, Din Djarin and Din Grogu. Yeah, he's official now. He's officially adopted. But, you know, I read somewhere season 4, the script and all the episodes have been written. So it makes me kind of super excited about season 4 because it feels like they may not be missing a beat on this. I am kind of worried that season 4 might be the end of it because I know we got the Ahsoka series coming out, which will be kind of an Ahsoka / Rebels kind of thing. And then eventually they're going to bring the whole Mandoverse together, you know, into a movie, which is cool. I hope they do right by Boba Fett. I really hope they do because that TV series was disappointing. But so, yeah, season 3, good season. Still hit the one episode. You know, the whole, like, you know, Jack Black episode was bleh at best. But overall, I think season 3 was solid. I know some people don't like it. Well, screw them. I think it was good. And other people think it was good too. So there you go. But folks, that's all I got for this time. Once again, I am Vincent, and this is the Nerd One Podcast. Please do come find us on social media. We're still doing Twitter, Nerd15. We're on Instagram, Nerd One Podcast. Our website is podpage.com/Nerd1. And if you don't mind, please do share the episode. Like, subscribe, retweet, and let's grow that nerddom. But until next time, stay safe out there. Wash your hands, stay clean. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye for now.